Turn shit off.
Good afternoon, H&H Gun Shop, KNS Archery. May I help you?
Hey there, trying to get a hold of Brent, please.
He is on the other line. I'll put you on hold and have him connect with you as soon as he gets off that call.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hey, so how's it going? This is Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. This is Brent, right?
Yes, it is.
Good deal, buddy. Hey, I know you
called me. I know. I've just been on the phone and everything.
Actually, this is the first time I try to call you, but I think maybe Robert or John or someone have been trying to get a hold of you. But
okay.
I'm actually the guy that'd be working on your approval when it's all said and done. So I was looking at a few things and just wanted to make sure that we're able to get you what you're looking for. And see if do you have any offers out right now by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, because the only reason I ask is on the credit report, it looks like there was a company I'm familiar with them a little bit called Pearl Capital. That looked into the credit back on the 24th of June?
Yeah, I had done some stuff with them, but they don't deal with people that sell firearms, so I don't deal with them.
Oh, they don't? Okay. Well, you and I are on the same team. I'm a big-time firearm fan. Grew up in
Central
Texas and got a couple myself.
I understand.
But, okay, well, because to be candid with you, I have nothing bad to say about Pearl, but they're just not they typically don't issue very good approvals. So if
right.
they had, I wanted to let you know that
mm-hmm.
if they had something for you, we could probably definitely give you a better offer.
Right.
I believe we just needed a couple things. I could probably get your loan submitted with what I have. The most recent you have two credit card processors, right? Or two companies
Correct.
You use?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that both at the same location?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I really think I just need the June statement for both of those. You know what? I remember it right now. I've got the information in front of me. So if you want to write this down, I can give it to you. I mean, like I said, I could probably get this submitted. They might issue an approval and ask for those, but to get a more idea of what we can do for you. If I can actually read this
okay,
here.
I've gotten one of them from Gene. I haven't gotten the other one yet.
We're missing not just that one, but also I think there was a May for okay, so it was April and June for the account ending in 5886.
April and June?
Yeah, April didn't come through for whatever reason. I asked John if he got it. He said he was still asking for it.
Account?
It ends in 5886 for the credit card processing account.
Uh-huh.
I just took a print screen in the actual right-hand corner, so I had the account number on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so just April and June for that one. Then I think we just need June for the one ending in 7886.
7886?
You got it.
And that's a CCP?
I believe so. Yeah, that rings a bell. Yeah, like I said, I just have the upper right-hand corner information in front of me right now.
Okay, yeah.
But, if you can get us those, I should have some answers for you. Pretty quick. It doesn't take much time to get an answer, usually that day or the following day.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I haven't gotten the June for the other one yet. But I know I've got one of them.
Okay, whatever you have, you can send over.
It might not have went through, but I know I sent it.
Yeah, I think so, that's what might happen. I asked him if he had it around there somewhere, if it just didn't come through, if it was on the fax machine or what it was. And if you have it, if you just want to get it right over to me, I can shoot an email over to you so you have my contact information. I'll be your go-to guy for all the numbers and everything. Let me see here. Where the heck did that go? Yeah, it's funny. You guys sell bows as well, right?
Correct.
I actually have an old Martin Cougar Elite that I was...
I've got one of those.
You know, I really like it.
Yeah, I do, too. Everybody picks on me about my old bow, but...
Well, I've taken it to the range a couple times. We're in San Diego, so I'm pretty limited unless I go out to the desert or something.
Yeah.
But some of the old-timers that see it, they're like, you know, I've had that bow before, and they say it's really forgiving. And
It is. It's a nice bow to shoot.
Yeah, it's great. And I put some whisker biscuit on it and some good sights on it and peep sight and got a trigger release. And, hey, I can hit the bullseye 9 times out of 10, so I'm happy with it.
There you go.
It's funny. I had to take a hunter safety course up in Oregon when I lived up there because I'd never taken it as a kid and they require it.
Mm-hmm, right.
I was in that class like 35 years old taking it. I didn't have all my rifles are in Texas, so I had to take the hunter safety course with a bow. It's pretty funny.
Right.
Make you walk through a course and shoot and all that. I won't take much of your time, Brent. Is your email just hhgunshop@bellsouth.net?
Correct.
Alrighty. I will shoot an email over to you with my contact info so you have that. And if you can give me what June statement you have, if it happens to be the 5886, if you have April 2, shoot that over and I'll get it submitted for you guys and hopefully get some answers for you here shortly.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, man.
You too, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.